Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kinda Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Andy, Paris Lily, and LaCroix Poppy himself, aka the second best baby blues in San Francisco, aka my fellow Forbes 30 under 30, your current reigning champ, Tim Fucking Geddes.
This could be yours, Paris. This could be your. All you need to do is win once.
You can take it back.
It'll be mine. I will.
And I'll, and I'll
never bring it back.
Yeah, for the record, you can't bring it with you.
It's a week-to-week championship.
Well, I'll expense another trophy. Of course, this is Kinda Feudy. The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,400 members of the Kinda Funny audience on a number of prompts.
I've looked at this thing hundreds of times because I often have it. I have never read that it actually says Kinda Feudy Champion.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just an Amazon thing.
Some people say an undeserving champion doesn't appreciate.
That's what they say. They wouldn't be wrong.
It's because you got to take the trophy and have it at your desk. You got to show it as a thing of pride. You just leave
I'm
it
not
here.
Prideful.
Fucking plebeian. Each round, I'm going to read to you a prompt and will ask each of you which answer you think the Kinda Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world game. If Tim says The Witcher and it's number 1, that'll net him 50 points. If Paris says Fallout and that's number 2, that'll net him 40 points. If Andy says GTA and that's number 3, that'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
I buzz in.
No.
We
I call your name. Goes,
okay. I'm trying to win.
No, I appreciate the. Listen, there's no such thing as a bad question. There is such thing as bad answers.
Yeah.
And that's what
we give
you guys
them a lot.
Give. We'll get there. Round number 1. Name a popular weapon one can usually use in a wrestling game. Name a popular weapon one can usually use in a wrestling game. We're going to start off with Tim Fucking Geddes.
Steel chair.
Tim says steel chair. Steel chair is our number 1 answer. That's going to get you 50 points. Paris Lily.
A weapon that I can...
Uzi.
Sledgehammer.
Paris says sledgehammer. Sledgehammer is our 10-point answer.
What's on the board?
Andy Cortez.
I'm going to give this answer a little TLC. Ladder.
Andy says ladder. Ladder is our 40-point answer. We're back to Tim.
I'm going to give this answer a little TLC. Tables.
Tim
I thought of that, but I was like, is that a weapon, though?
Table is our 20-point
answer. Darn it.
We got 1 answer left on the board. Paris,
this isn't like, is this a right answer? It's what would the audience say?
Right, what would the audience say?
And it's always tough. It's always fucking tough.
Paris, I have 2 in my head.
You don't put beef and stir fry.
God.
I'm going to go with kendo stick.
Oh,
fantastic
okay.
answer.
Paris says kendo stick. Kendo stick is our 30-point answer.
Wow, that is hot.
Nailed
wow.
it. Absolutely nailed it. I believe that is a clean sweep, a full wipe. We got all the answers.
I wouldn't know where to go after that.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what
to do. I was thinking pull. Turnbuckle, but you got to take the thing off. So
maybe
would someone
like
say that?
The stair that's right next to
you. Yeah, the stair is a weapon, too.
Steel steps, yeah.
Yeah.
Socko.
Oh, yeah, Socko, yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense. With that, Paris got the 10-point answer with sledgehammer. Tim got the 20-point answer with table. Paris got the 30-point answer with kendo stick. Andy got the 40-point answer with ladder. Tim got the 50-point answer with steel chair. Barrett, what's the current score?
Right now, tied for 2nd place is both Paris Lily and Andy Cortez with 40 points each, but just a bit ahead of them at 70 points right now is Tim Motherfucking Geddes, but it's still anybody's game.
As we roll right in to round number 2, name a playable character in the celebrity deathmatch game for PS2.
Oh man.
For PS2? Oh my god.
Name a playable character.
What?
Name a playable
Excellent
character
question, but...
in the celebrity deathmatch game for PS2. We're going to start off with Paris Lily.
I knew you were going to save me first. Oh my god.
Are we going to get any of these boys? I don't know.
PS2?
Oh my, I can't think of his name. The stupid, let's get it on. He's probably a playable character, right? Who's that dude's? Oh man, I'm going to blow this. Because I'm trying to think back to that
Marvin
era.
Marvin Gaye?
No. No. boxing ref, and then they made it. He's in, oh, in it. And he's like, let's get it on.
Okay, yeah.
That's a different. Let's get it on.
Oh my god! Oh my god! You know what? You know what I'm gonna say? I'm gonna stick to wrestling. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Paris says Stone Cold Probably Steve not. Austin. Stone Cold is not on the list. Andy Cortez.
Man, I didn't know this game existed.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm just going to think back to that era.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
What was popping? I'm going to say Adam Sandler.
Andy says Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler is not on the list. Tim Geddes.
Fuck, man. What a great, stupid question. Oh, man.
Marvin Gaye.
Eminem?
Oh, that's good.
Tim says Eminem. Eminem is not on the list. Should be, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's the perfect.
I don't think he's playable, but, like, yeah, that's the character that would be in that game. Paris, are back to you. Name a playable character in the Celebrity Deathmatch game for PS2.
I'm just so excited to know all the results.
Yeah.
I got two. But which one do I pick? I'm going to say Dennis Rodman.
Oh, that's good.
Paris says Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman is our 20-point answer.
Holy shit!
Incredible!
I'm so proud we got it. Incredible! One.
Andy, in that headspace, Andy.
Okay.
Very impressive. I would never have gotten that.
I'm just thinking. I'm picturing the show when it was on MTV.
I know.
And he was on there.
I'm gonna say Samuel L. Jackson.
Andy says Samuel L. Jackson.
SLJ.
That's a good pull.
Samuel L. Jackson is not on the list. I can picture him, though.
Yeah.
I can definitely picture him.
The Pulp Fiction version of him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can totally.
I kind of just want to say stuff for Tim. No, but once we're done.
If my second guess is on here, then I should have just said it from the
Tim Geddes.
Brittany?
Tim Geddes says Brittany Spears. Britney Spears, it's
Britney bitch,
is not on the list.
That's actually a good one.
I don't know why I kept thinking Carmen Electra, Pamela Anderson.
I thought both. But I was like, it's Carmen Electra, which then made me think, Dennis Rodman.
For this one, I'm going to tell you the actual answers, and I'm going to tell you the tiebreaker ones. Yeah. This one's a doozy. So our 10-point answer that nobody got, Jerry Springer.
Okay.
Good.
Jerry Springer. Yeah. Of course, Paris got the 20-point answer with Dennis Rodman. Our 30-point answer, Mr. T.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Mr. T.
It's almost, he's like one era behind on that one, though.
Our 40-point answer, Carrot Top.
Oh, I was going to say that! No!
Carrot Top was our 40-point
answer. Oh, man. Fucking game. We got to do a let's play.
Our 50-point answer, Marilyn Manson.
Oh, God.
That's the Marilyn perfect, Manson. Perfect. Yeah.
Was our 50-point answer.
There you go.
I got
this would be, like, to me, if this were a question of what celebrities would be in a celebrity deathmatch game if it existed?
Yeah.
I didn't know this game existed.
Right under that, right? So I have four tiebreaker answers that are numbers 6 through 9. Nice options here, right? In sixth place with 31 votes, you had Busta Rhymes.
I was going to say Ludacris.
Oh, it would have been a great guess. In seventh place, we have Ron Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
Ron Jeremy, never famous porn star.
I was going to say Rosie O'Donnell.
That's under,
yeah, but that would have been
Donald right Trump in there.
No, under Ron Jeremy with 18 votes, Britney Spears.
Fuck,
Britney Spears.
See, I was thinking Christina Aguilera too around that,
and then under that, Carmen Electra.
All right, we got there. Yeah.
Kinda. You guys were in the right sphere. I'm very impressed with Paris Lilly getting Dennis
Rodman.
How
did you come up with this question?
I don't know.
That's did you play this game?
Yeah, oh well, I played it like once.
Okay, that's so funny.
I've had to dig deep in the Duffy now for kind of feeding questions.
I was just thinking of like MTV award winners, Jim Carrey, Will Smith, you know, like
Barrett. What's the current score?
Oh, right now in last place is Andy, the Nitro Rightful Cortez, with 40 points. Just a bit ahead of him in second place with 60 points is Paris, the Muscle Lily. Yes. And just 10 points ahead of him, still in first place, even though he got no answers correct in this last round, is Tim, motherfucking Gettys, with 70 points. Can he hold the lead? We'll have to wait and see, because it's still anybody's game.
Round number three. Name a video game character that your mom would recognize. Name a video game character that your mom would recognize. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I thought you were going to say recommend. He seems like a sweet boy. You should hang out with him.
Andy Cortez, you're up first.
Super Mario.
Andy says Super Mario. Super Mario is our 50-point answer.
Yeah.
Paris Lily.
Sonic.
Paris says Sonic. Sonic is our 30-point answer. Tim Gettys.
Pikachu.
Tim Gettys says Pikachu. Pikachu.
That's good.
Is our 40-point answer.
Yes.
We're back to Andy.
That your mom would recognize.
Not your dad.
Michael Jordan from Chaos in the Windy City. Now, let's see. I'm going to say Zelda.
Andy.
Excellent answer.
Zelda. Zelda is not on the list.
You're getting too cute there. I like that, though.
It's a cute answer.
Paris.
Stole my answer. That my mom would recognize. God, all right. You already said Pikachu. Mom would recognize. Man. So?
This is tough.
Dennis Rodman from Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah, there you go.
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, I know. He's a video game character, technically, right? I'm just going to say Spider-Man.
Paris says Spider-Man. Spider-Man is not on the list.
You paused away. I thought it was going to be there. Mm.
Tim Gettys.
Donkey Kong.
Tim says Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong. Is not on the list.
Minecraft or Fortnite, guys?
No.
No? Okay.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man was our 20-point answer.
God damn it. Why didn't I think of it?
Our 10-point answer, Link.
Yeah.
Fuck. We got too cute.
Zelda.
Got way too cute with it.
Pac-Man.
With that, Paris got the 30-point answer with Sonic. Tim got the 40-point answer with Pikachu. Andy got the 50-point answer with Mario. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, tied again in second place with 90 points each is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez, and Paris, the Muscle Lily. And just ahead of them with 110 points is Tim, motherfucking Gettys, still in the lead. Can he hold it? We'll have to wait and see because it's still anybody's game.
It's real close.
Yeah, it's real close. Let's see if we can create some distance with round number four. Name a game franchise where the protagonist is different in each iteration. Name a game franchise where the protagonist is different in each iteration.
Oh, okay.
We're going to start off with Paris Lily.
Final Fantasy.
Paris says Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy is our 50-point answer. Andy Cortez.
Grand Theft Auto.
Andy says Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto is our 40-point answer.
Shit.
Tim Gettys.
It's real hard now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man.
Forza, you got different cars. You see, there's a bunch of different links from different timelines.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I'm going to go Elder Scrolls.
Tim says Elder Scrolls. Elder Scrolls is not on the list. We're back to Paris Lily.
Resident Evil.
Oh,
Paris says
fuck.
Resident Evil.
That's great.
Resident Evil is not on the list.
I tap out. I don't know. You
Andy
got
Cortez.
A franchise where the protagonist is different in every entry. Man, I'm so brain dead right now. I played too much Starfield. I'm so sleepy. I'm going to say, right now, I see Tim nodding his head in the rear view mirror. I was going to say rear view mirror. Homie, I am fucking blanking right now. So I'm going to just throw a Hail Mary and say, I forgot what my Hail Mary was going to be. I just forgot.
You had a good
Dude, are you okay?
NFL Blitz.
I'm going to go with Dark Souls.
Andy says Dark Souls. Dark Souls is not on the
list. I feel like our audience has been very gracious in the last year and a half with From Software Games as a result. So I just threw in a franchise.
Tim Geddes.
Pokemon?
Tim says Pokemon. That's Pokemon. Good. Is our 10-point answer.
That's good.
Thought it, but then I was thinking, it's the same damn ones.
No, they're different.
Okay. Can I throw one out there that's also cheeky?
Go for it.
The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, that's...
Legend of Zelda's not on the list.
Oh, damn.
Can I get a tip of the hat?
Sure, you get a tip of the hat.
I fucking said it first.
You said it for the last thing. No,
yeah, you didn't say it for this round.
No, a little while ago, I was like, well, technically, Tim, Link is different.
Yeah.
Different
you didn't give us an answer.
Oh, I wasn't listening to you because you're just rambling like a madman.
Uh-huh. The 20-point answer that nobody got, Persona.
Persona. Yeah.
The 30-point answer that I'm surprised nobody got, Assassin's Creed.
Oh. I knew it.
Assassin's Creed.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
With that, Tim got the 10-point answer with Pokemon. Andy got the 40-point answer with Grand Theft Auto. Paris got the 50-point answer with Final Fantasy. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, still in last place is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez, with 130 points.
That's not true.
Or no, that's not true. Last place now, the Mighty Have Fallen.
Or...
is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 120 points.
I wanna be in last.
Just
last
10 round. Points ahead of him is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez, in second place with 130 points. And right now in the lead going into the final round, is this the spot he really wants to be in, is Paris, the Muscle Lily, with 140 points. It's very close, and it's still anybody's game.
You're in the worst spot right now. This ain't looking good.
That's why I'm like, well, let me touch it now. While
I'm sitting pretty.
Listen, my favorite round of this game is always round number 4, because that's the sway round.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's not where I'm putting the celebrity deathmatch questions.
Yeah.
I'm saving that for round number 2. Round number 4 is where you make moves.
All right, now don't fuck me on round number 5, though, bless.
Hey, we'll see. Because I want you to name the best game that came out in 2017.
Oh, shit.
Name the best game that came out in 2017. Tim Geddes.
Oh, my God.
The Legend of Zelda. Breath of the Wild.
Oh,
let's go, okay, baby.
Thank you. Now I'm refreshed. All
Tim
right.
Tim Geddes says Zelda Breath of the Wild. Zelda Breath of the Wild is our 50-point answer.
Yes.
Next up, we got Andy Cortez.
What do I want to go with? Mm-hmm. What is right? What's in my heart, but what's in my head? I'm going to say Super Mario Odyssey.
God damn it. Andy says Super Mario Odyssey. Super Mario Odyssey is our 30-point.
Oh, my heart.
No!
Paris Lily.
No!
That threw me for a loop.
That's bullshit.
2017. Oh, my God. The year the Switch came out. Mario Odyssey, Zelda.
Those are the only two games.
Oh, my God. What else came out in that year?
Oh, I Madden, got. I got two. I 2K. Got two.
COD. NHL.
God, there is actually FIFA. So many games in 2017.
I
Holy
know,
shit.
And I'm blanking. I'm totally blanking right now. 2017.
Legit, Barrett. I was about to be like, let me Google.
That's what I had to do. And just looking
Spider-Man
at it, I was like,
God, 2018. Oh my God, it's something PlayStation. This is gonna kill me.
Oh my God, it's a mirage.
Can I think anything?
Think PlayStation.
I know, I'm thinking PlayStation.
For anybody in the comments that's wondering, why is Andy dressed like that? I wore my Star-Lord jacket for the Starfield stream today.
Mm. Oh, I just thought that was your normal getup.
Oh, yeah.
If you're wondering why
was it this
dressed
that
like
year?
That,
it wasn't
fresh as fuck.
What I want so badly, Bless, I want to buy that exact same shirt for Nick and have him walk in. Just to see what you say.
I hope I'm not getting the year wrong. I'd be mad if I got the wrong year, but I'm going to say Uncharted 4.
Paris says Uncharted 4. Uncharted 4 is not on the list.
God damn it.
Tim Geddes.
No, wait. Am I? No. Tim is next. Fuck, you're right. Tim. God damn it!
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Paris. Horizon.
Ah!
Oh, see? God! I got wrong year.
I thought I was next.
Yes.
Oh.
Tim Geddes says Horizon Zero Dawn.
That sucks.
Horizon Zero Dawn is our 40-point
Why did
answer.
I think that was 2016?
Yeah. Remember, it got fucked by Zelda.
You're right. You're right.
Next up, Andy Cortez.
I'm so mad.
For the record, there's nothing y'all can do now.
Yeah.
The victory has been sealed.
Do you want...
But I'll let y'all get your guesses.
I got a guess. But, I mean, I want you to get your points first.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I'm going to say Hollow Knight.
Andy says Hollow Knight. Hollow Knight is not on the list.
I think that was 2016 or 2018.
No, you were right. It's 2017. Right?
Oh, shit. Okay.
We just didn't know about it until like 2018. Yeah. Paris Lily.
I can't think of it.
Paris got that depression.
Dead Cells?
I'm so bad on this year. I can't think of anything. Now it's like the games I would think of have all been said. 2017. My God. Assassin's Creed something. Because I'm sure it came out that year.
I believe 2017 probably would have been Assassin's Creed Origins.
Origins.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Assassin's Creed Origins, not on the list.
Let me guess here. Persona 5.
Persona 5 is the 20-point answer. And the 10-point answer. Has everybody guessed?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's guessed. The 10-point answer would have been Nier Automata.
Automata. Fuck.
Yeah. Cuphead wasn't on the list?
Cuphead wasn't on the list. But it's so weird that how my brain works, because like I always think that these are slam dunks, because like I'm really good at years. And so if you asked me 2017, I would have told you Destiny 2. I would have told you Wolfenstein 2. I would have told you Cuphead. PUBG, Fortnite came out that year. Like I could like list games like
Injustice
that.
Injustice 2, yeah.
Yeah. Incredible year. That's why I still stand by 2017 being the best year of all time.
Sonic Mania
this year. Sonic Mania was that year as well. And yeah, Dead Cells was that year. I forget who said Dead Cells, but Dead Cells was that year as well. But ladies and gentlemen, with that, again, our 10-point answer, Nier Automata, 20-point answer, Persona 5.
You never want to be in last.
You don't.
Andy got the 30-point answer with Mario Odyssey. Tim got the 40-point answer with Horizon Zero Dawn. Tim got the 50-point answer with Breath of the Wild. Barrett, what's the final score?
The final score in third place with 140 points, but gave a great effort his first time on Kind of Feudie. It was Paris the Muscle Lily. In second place, just 20 points ahead of him, was Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez, who also put up a fair fight today.
If it was Galaxy, Mario Galaxy would have been number one, all right? Odyssey is overrated, bro. Super Mario Odyssey is overrated.
He's just lashing out because he's upset.
Also underrated on this list.
I agree.
Above Horizon. Baby.
Yeah, no, Mario Odyssey way better than Horizon.
Yeah. Way better.
And our champion for this week is Tim motherfucking Geddes, who came in with 210 points.
I got one more fun fact for you. Round number four, I actually named a game franchise where the protagonist is different in each iteration. In sixth place, you would have Far Cry. Far Cry. In seventh place for that, you would have had Fallout.
Yeah.
And then after that, you would have had Life is Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been another iteration of Kind of Feudie for you. Tim Geddes remains champion, but will he be able to remain champion in the weeks to come? Tune in next week to see. Till next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Andy. That's been Paris. And that's been your current reigning champion, Tim Ma fucking Geddes. Till next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.